Welcome back, guys. My name is Joy Life, and you are listening to the final episode of Misconceptions About Conception, a guide to truly understanding the pro-life movement. I would like to thank all of you who have watched all of the episodes in the podcast up to now. If you haven't, all the episodes are still up in case you missed anything. So in this episode, I'm just going to wrap everything up. But before we do, I have to remind you all that we have established that the unborn is a human person. If you haven't seen the two podcasts surrounding this, please go check them out before you view this one. Those are the foundation of everything we do in these podcasts. Throughout this podcast, we have discussed some of the very specific situations and issues surrounding abortion. However, the main focus of this podcast is the idea that the problem with abortion is if it is right. And we have pretty firmly established that abortion is wrong. The issue with abortion is that it is the direct termination of a human life. It is a major violation of human rights. Indeed, there is no act of violence that kills more than abortion. In many, if not all cases, abortion is the strong picking on the weak. We need to protect the rights of not just some humans, but rather all humans. The right to life is more basic than any other right, because to have any other right applied to us, we have to actually be alive. The value of life is so blatantly disregarded in our world because it is easier to forget about the worth of others and only focus on ourselves, rather than think about living in such a way that we make others our main focus and live a life of love and respect. Abortion removes both respect and love from our world. So many groups are discriminated through abortion. More females are aborted than males. More African Americans than Caucasian. The pro-life movement is one of respect. Respect for women, respect for African Americans, respect for all different kinds of groups. This respect for human life is non-existent in the pro-choice movement, especially in Planned Parenthood, which, according to reports from Planned Parenthood, commits 149 abortions per adoption referral. That number is appalling. This number is too big, and we can do something about it. For those of you who are pregnant and considering abortion, you have many options. Pregnancy crisis centers are actually really helpful in cases in which a woman is considering to have an abortion. They offer financial assistance, help in raising a child by providing items such as diapers and bottles, adoption referrals, and most importantly, counseling. They encourage women to choose life and give them the resources necessary to care for that child once born. Some of these centers, though not all, are medical centers that are authorized to give sonograms, pregnancy testing, and other services. You may sometimes hear horror stories about crisis pregnancy centers, such as they force you to keep the child, or they trick you with false information. However, these objections are not fully true. First, they don't force you to keep the child. They encourage you to keep the child. They don't lock you in a room until you give birth. They just try to deter you from abortion. Just as Planned Parenthood, based on that shocking statistic, tries to encourage you to have an abortion, crisis pregnancy centers encourage you to choose life. And for the deception thing, yes, there are a few centers that may provide false information, but for the most part, most give you accurate information. Major pregnancy crisis centers, such as CareNet, denounce all misinformation and strive to provide correct information. And besides, misinformation has the ability to happen wherever you go. Just because there is a chance a crisis pregnancy center may deceive you doesn't really demonstrate that they are all bad and that you should not go there, because that could happen anywhere. The doctor's office, Planned Parenthood, etc. If you are pregnant, I would recommend going to a reputable pregnancy crisis center and obtaining advice so that it is easier to choose life. And in choosing life, you have two options. You keep the child, or you put the child up for adoption. Both of which are really amazing options. If you choose to keep and raise the child, as many women who have chosen life have said, your life will become so much sweeter. A child is a blessing, a source of joy always. Though there may be struggles, the child's beautiful smile will make all the pain worth it. The other option is adoption. There are quite a few misconceptions surrounding adoption. Many people think that children will remain in the system forever and never get adopted. There is a difference between the foster care system and newborn adoptions. Those in the foster care system are usually waiting to be returned to their biological parents because those parents need to clean up their act. Newborn adoptions are different. Through agencies, women can arrange private adoptions that are open or closed, and the newborn will immediately go to the new family. In case you didn't know, an open adoption is one in which the mother, and sometimes father, can still maintain a relationship with the child, whereas a closed adoption is one in which the parents don't maintain contact with the child. Whatever kind of adoption you choose, it still makes the life of the child so much better by giving him or her the opportunity to experience life outside of the womb. Also, did you know that in the United States, there are more people looking to adopt an infant than there are infants available to be adopted? Both adoption and keeping the child are such amazing options which choose life. Have no options? Choose adoption. Think that's too wild? Then keep the child. There is support. Just don't abort. Now, what about if you've had an abortion? Though some people say most people don't regret having an abortion, we cannot generalize that. Yes, there are some who don't regret having an abortion, but there are many who do regret it. For those who fall into this category, there are many resources. One of the most notable is Rachel's Vineyard, which is a post-abortive counseling group. For those who know someone who regrets having an abortion, the most important thing you can do is listen. Just ask non-intrusive questions like, how long have you been having these feelings? To show her that you care for her and that you want to support her. It is imperative that you don't make her feel worse by saying things along the lines of, you shouldn't have had sex. That will only make the regret worse. Be the compassionate hand which wipes away her tears, the lighthouse in her storm. Abortion is such a societal ill, and it needs to be addressed. It doesn't really empower women, but actually hurts them, since more women are aborted than men. Furthermore, if abortion is promoted, men will have more sex and less respect for women. Women will be seen as purely sex objects and not as people. The actions of men can essentially have no consequence. We need to fight not just for the women oppressed through abortion, but also for the unborn who cannot fight for themselves. Our mission is complete the day abortion is made not just illegal, but also unthinkable. All of us are called to fight abortion. We cannot stand idly while millions of innocents are being killed every single day. Some of you may be thinking that it is too hard to fight against this plague. It actually isn't that hard. There are so many things you can do to end abortion. First, if you know someone who is considering an abortion, show them that they are not alone. Act as a safe place for them and be the support that they need. Encourage them to choose life and be compassionate through it all. Pregnancy is such a difficult and confusing time. My heart is with those who believe abortion is their only option and now feel like that option is being ripped away from them. Not because abortion is their only option, but rather because they feel like abortion is their only option when they have so many more options. Show those considering abortion that they have alternatives that choose life. Moreover, guys who have impregnated women, take responsibility for your actions. You helped create a child, so you better help raise it. if you ditch the mother and child, you have left someone fatherless. Be the father your child needs. The reason why abortion is so popular is because too many men are not strong enough. They are weak, scared, and selfish people who have failed both mother and child. Men, be strong. If you support the child, and there is a smaller chance the woman will want an abortion. The reason why abortion is so popular is because people refuse to be courageous, be responsible, and accept the consequences of their actions. Be the change we need in the world. In addition to that, everyone can give monetary support or support through using your talents. Maybe spend your time holding fundraisers to support women who are considering an abortion. Or maybe volunteer at a crisis pregnancy center. Or maybe making a podcast to inform people about abortion. Perhaps one of the most essential things to do to fight abortion is to promote and live a life of chastity. Now, a lot of you are probably hating on me right now because I said this, and I understand. But this is one of the only ways to prevent the abortion epidemic from growing. We live in a society which promotes having sex with anyone you want, and these people will use birth control and think that nothing will happen. Remember, birth control can fail and you can get pregnant, but abstinence prevents you from getting pregnant. And if fewer people are getting pregnant, then fewer abortions will happen. If you have sex only when you are ready to have a child, then abortion won't even be an option for you. And though this dream sounds impossible, it is really quite possible. And all of this starts with you. If you want to end abortion, live chastely and encourage others to do the same. And soon, very soon, will abortion be made unthinkable. Many people think that our efforts are useless, that our efforts will never convince anyone to join the pro-life movement, and that nothing will get done. This couldn't be further from the truth. The pro-life movement is made up of converts, and there is always room for more. Norma McCorvey, the Roe in Roe v. Wade, after the decision was made, worked tirelessly to repeal the law that bore her name. Dr. Anthony Levitino was a former abortionist who now speaks against the horrors of abortion. There are so many stories like this. Our efforts are not in vain. Every time we speak out against abortion, we do great things. Today's the day we change the world. Today is the day we make the stand to better our world that has fallen into darkness. Today is the day we rise to show the world that we refuse to stand idly by when we can do something about it. No longer can we remain silent. Let us make the world a better place. Let us work to remind the world that life is good. Life is good and joyful. Life deserves to be protected because of the inherent human dignity that each human being has. Life is a gift. Let us recognize it. Thank you again for listening to Misconceptions About Conception and joining me on this journey as we learned more about the ills of abortion. Again, if you have any questions or suggestions, just shoot me an email at misconceptionsaboutconception@gmail.com. This is Joy Life, signing out for the last time. Have a joyful day.